Hi, Kate. Tell us who's at the meeting and what the mood is.
Hey, well, I'd say we've got about 110 attendees from a great variety of political perspectives. You know, we've got League of Women Voters, of course. We've got Tea Party people, Fair District people, a lot of Hispanic voting rights advocates, the ACLU, Tampa 912, a very broad range. And then, of course, we've got the Bipartisan Redistricting Committee, of course, made up of state legislators in both both houses, and Republicans and Democrats, some Tampa Bay legislators, you know, Daryl Rousson, Rhonda Storms. So a pretty good variety of people here. And it's, in terms of the mood, you know, at times it gets a little bit tense. A lot of people want to know where are the maps. They want to see some sample maps of redrawn districts. And then other people are saying, you know what, here's our suggestion. The Tea Party has a suggested, you know, redistricting map. So pretty broad range of views and a little bit of tension here and there.
So, Kate, that was what I was going to ask you about, is the criticism has been so far that there haven't been maps. Ultimately, at the end of this process, we'll have a congressional map and we'll have state legislative maps, but there haven't been any so far. Are the legislators proposing any maps so far?
Not that I have seen. It's funny because those who believe that maps should be a map should be brought forth, it's kind of divided down party lines, it seems. And a couple of the Tea Party people who testified have said, you know, even if you guys did draw a map and bring it here to us, people would say you were, you know, subverting the will of the people, and that you were, you know, forging ahead without a say, or without letting the public have their say. So, but yeah, there's nothing being presented here that I've seen.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kate. Kate is live in Lakeland at the Florida Redistricting Public Meeting, and she'll bring you a full report on tomorrow's WMNF News.